This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. A bit later this morning, U.S. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner will go before Congress. One likely topic, the LIBOR interest rate rigging and how much Geithner knew. Meanwhile, today, European lawmakers have proposed making interest rate rigging a crime. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Many investors were surprised to learn that manipulating LIBOR is not apparently illegal under European law. The interest rate is a vital benchmark for global financial transactions, but the fact that it's based on data voluntarily supplied by the banks means that criminal sanctions do not seem to apply. Today, the European Union aims to put that right. It's publishing plans to make LIBOR interest rate rigging a criminal offence. But as lawyer Zia Ullah told the BBC, this won't punish past wrongdoing.
It will criminalise the fixing and manipulation of LIBOR and Euribor going forward, but it won't be retrospective, so it won't cover the activities that may already have taken place.
Barclays, however, has been slapped with a big regulatory fine and could face a bill for more than $1 billion in US civil lawsuit damages. Worried investors are now calling on all the banks involved to estimate how much the scandal is likely to cost them. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.